Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. So this is the fourth week and the fourth lesson of the month. And this entire month, we have been talking about something with an unusual name, and that is the engines that the human being has. We have talked about gifts and tools. We've talked about metaphysics and esoterics and what you can do and what you can't with invisible things. We've talked about many of that which you might call invisible power that the individual human might have. This is a big one, and we've saved it to last. What do you think it might be? We've covered three others. Some of them were, you might call, my favorites. This one, well, we're going to call it one of the most mysterious and hard to grasp engines of all. An engine is something you fuel, and it moves you forward. In our lives, you think about that as a vehicle. This engine, well, it's wispy. It comes and goes quickly. It's an engine that creates things that you're not really clear about, unless, that is, you study how to do it better. This is the engine of intuition. Dear ones, this particular engine creates that which is what you will call an energy that is difficult for you to pin down. And you're always asking, what is it? How do I use it? How is it manifested? What do I do when I get it? How can I tell whether it's my ego or whether it's a message from spirit or a message from me? All of these things are real questions about intuition. I'm challenging my partner and his partner, the two of them, to bring you the answers to these things in the future. Perhaps in a course, and I'll help by channeling these answers. Intuition is critical. This engine I will call the engine of the new age. This one is what more and more light workers are going to receive. And you're going to receive it in a clear way, so you can tell the difference between a wisping thought and a thought that needs attention. Intuition, you've always had it. Dear ones, the ones who have it displayed first are the mothers of the planet. It is a hook in to that which is perhaps their infants. All those mothers who have children know that there are times when you sense something. And you might get up and go be with your infant if it's in the other room and find that it needs attention. What is it that signaled that to you? Now, you can call it all kinds of names, but I want to know, what is the mechanics of it? What is it that allowed you to sense something that was happening in the now that you acted upon? That's the engine of intuition. And it works. It works great. Now, a mother and an infant have a special bond that lets this create itself, because the mother is always listening for the intuition. She is always aware that she has an infant somewhere that she's not with or seeing. This intuition sometimes lasts a lifetime with mothers, who will sometimes wonder what's happening with their grown children and get a phone call that there's something wonderful that has happened. This is their intuition. What if you all had that at that same level, but you could develop it for yourself without an infant on the other end of it. This is doable. And this beautiful tool of intuition could have like more than three parts, but let's just look at these three parts. Intuition of what's happening in real time. Is there something happening that you need to pay attention to? You walk into a room, and there are people in the room, perhaps you don't know, and intuitiveness makes you look to the left, and there is someone who you should speak to. Now that is the intuition we're talking about. You can tune up for it, this engine. You can fuel it in a way that you can expect it. So wherever you go, you're looking for it. What is the intuitive thought today, right now, you might say, where something will guide me to be attentive to something I don't normally look at? Did you hear that? So it's fueled this time with the intent of expectation. You can have intuition that helps you immediately. Driving along the road, an intuition, you better go to the right, go to the left, and you'll be right or left. And you'll find it was correct because something happened. That is the kind of intuition we're talking about. Sometimes it's life-saving. Other kinds of intuition. One of them, we have talked about the engine of consciousness. It works with it. It's your intuition that something inside you might need attention. Way before there's pain, way before there's the headache, way before there's any sign at all, you get an intuitive thought that perhaps you ought to take a look at something. And when you do, you're right. Now, there is an intuition that has to do with your health, the chemistry inside. It's almost like you were a medical intuitive yourself and could see something that might be happening that you need to know about. That may be life-saving as well. This is the engine that is so important. I've waited till this last week to give you what I think is the most important engine of all. Yes, bigger than consciousness, yes, bigger than love, yes. There are so many assets of this intuition. Assets, pieces, parts, attributes of one engine that helps you along a path of awakening. Dear ones, listen to this. What if you're starting to have an intuitive thought that everything is bigger than you were ever told? What if you were having an intuitive thought that everything that you thought you knew about that which is the creative source, about God, you could wipe away because it is so much grander than anything you were told? What if you're receiving an intuition that there are things you should know? I have just described the intuition of awakening. Beautiful. There are so many listening to this right now that are starting to have that. There are some listening to this right now that are saying, oh my, that's why I'm listening to this at all. I would never have listened to anything like this. But now I realize I am starting to get intuitive ideas that there's something bigger I should know. And what you ought to know all about is the love of the Creator who put you here. The love that has you as part of the creative source. You are part of God. There is something far, far larger that engine of intuition wants to show you. There are some who are having intuition about the future. How is that possible? We talked to you about consciousness and some of the attributes of the energy of putting something in front of you, perhaps, paving the road with good energy so when you got there, it would be smoother. It's like that. It's like that. How many of you have had what you might call deja vu experiences? That is intuition of the future. When you get there, you go, oh my, I've experienced this. What really has happened is, oh my, I had an intuition about this moment. And then the moment happens, and you go, wow, what is that all about? What if you could plan it? You heard it right. What if that engine of intuition could be so special that it could give you a hint on what the potentials might be ahead of you? I have given this example so many times. The snowball starts to roll down the hill, and that's you. And as you're rolling down the hill, you're not really realizing you're a snowball or that you're rolling down a hill. But if you were, couldn't you predict your track? It's going to take you right there in front of you. Most of you can't. But what if you could? Because you're rolling down a hill and now you know it, and you'd say, I should step to the left or to the right. Is that fortune telling or is that common sense? Dear one, that is intuition. Oh, there's so much more here. And we'd love to tell you more here. And we will. We will. Welcome to these beautiful, beautiful human engines. Powers, if you want to call them that. Attributes, tools. But they really are engines. They propel you forward. And the more you use them, the smoother they run. Dear ones, I would not tell you these things if they were not true. And so, congratulations on who you are becoming, dear human being. I am crying in love with you all. And so it is.